Jeffrey's on a Discord call with his friends and Jessica's texting her girls' group chat, but no one is listening to them. When Jeffrey talks, one of his friends always talks over him. And when Jessica types, no one even replies to her. It's like they didn't say anything at all. They speak too quickly with a weak voice. By the time they are 25 years old, Jeffrey and Jessica feel lonely even though they have friends. It's just that their own friends barely listen to them. Adonis and Anastasia are the opposite. They put in the work. At 21 years old, Adonis was speaking in his family's business to clients, whilst Anastasia was a babysitter and she was speaking to naughty children who usually don't listen, but they did to her. Adonis and Anastasia become a power couple with a beautiful relationship, healthy children, and an amazing family business, whilst Jeffrey and Jessica float around in low-tier jobs, shouting that rich people should be taxed higher. One day, I was playing Minecraft with my friends and we were all on a call together. And we added in this random kid, like this kid that we found inside of the game. We add him into the call and, you know, we're all speaking for, you know, getting to know each other for the first 5-10 seconds. And when I speak, he goes,
"Whoa, your voice is so deep."
That's how I felt. I was like, yeah. I had literally been training my voice to get deeper. That was when I was 13 years old, and fast forward 15 years, I have used the same speaking skill on YouTube and in speaking events, and it's made me a millionaire in my 20s. So today I'm gonna help you to start speaking better so that people actually listen to you. The first problem that you're going through is that your words don't match your ambitions. If you're watching this video, like this self-improvement, discipline, success kind of content, you have high ambitions, you have high goals, more than most people around you. But you still speak like you did when you were a normal child and teenager, like everyone else. Like your parents don't really respect you. And I can't blame them, you know why? Because I guarantee you literally still speak to them like a baby, like, "Mama, mama, can you make me some food? Papa, can you drive me over to school?" You ask them for your survival, like, you know, the Maslow's hierarchy of needs. You speak to them only about your survival, like, "Oh, mama, I need some food. Can I get some money?" Like, you speak like a baby, and so they still see you as their little baby. So you need to match your words to your level of ambition, and the best way to do that is to hype up your goals with enthusiasm. You have these big dreams, like the things you want to accomplish, the things that you're working hard on, and you don't speak about them anywhere near as much as you actually want to. And people would respect you more if you actually spoke about your goals, your dreams, and the things that you're doing to achieve them all. So try this. Next time someone comes up to you and they say, "How are you?" Instead of saying, "I'm good, like everyone else," say, "I'm great. I just recorded a banger YouTube video this morning." Let's say you want to be a YouTuber and you recorded a video in the morning. Then you hype it up of the work you've just done. Suddenly that person's going to be like, "Oh, wow, well, you recorded YouTube. Oh, you're a YouTuber. Okay." And then they start recognizing your dream and your goal. When you wake up in the morning and your parents say good morning to you, hello, and you just reply back to them, "Good morning. Can you make me some eggs, please?" You're just a baby. Instead of that, when your mother says good morning, say, "Good morning. Guess what I'm going to do today?" She's like, "What?" You go, "I'm going to record the best YouTube video that I've ever recorded so far. I'm gonna go and study for that exam and I'm gonna get the best grade on this one, I know it." Hype up your goals, the work that you're doing to people so they know how serious you are about them. But even if you do that, you can't connect with people if you're still asking weak questions. When you meet someone in the day and you ask a weak, unprepared question, it makes you sound less important. When you see someone and you randomly just say, "Oh yeah, how are you? What are you training today?" Okay, fair enough, that's not bad and you're still leveling up your social skills by speaking to people, fine. But if you want to start speaking like the top 1%, you need to start preparing more deep, strategic questions to ask to people. A weak question is, "How are you?" A deep question is, "What have you been struggling with lately? I'll help you." I want you to start to think of deep questions that you can ask to the people in your life. Like with your parents, have you ever thought to ask them a deep question? Sit your dad down and ask him, "What was my mum like when you met her?" Your father is going to look at you for the first time in his life and he's going to see an adult sat in front of him instead of a little baby. Ask him that kind of question. Ask your mother, "What was your uncle like, you know, the one who passed away? I don't really remember him so much. What was he like?" And she's gonna cry and tell you what he was like. Oh, he was so sweet. He used to do this. He used to work this. And she's gonna really remember him, but subconsciously in her mind, she's gonna respect you more and see you as like more of an older, mature, I don't know. Asking these deep questions works in any kind of relationship, even with people you've just met. You know, when you've just met someone in the gym and you've been speaking for a few minutes, you're hitting it off. That's when you'll get the idea of a deep question that you could ask based on something they might have even said. Like, for example, I was in the gym once and I was speaking to this girl and she insinuated that she had had a tough time recently. No one asked her about it. Everyone hears those subtle cues for a deeper conversation, and they always avoid them because it takes balls to look at that person like I did and say, what were you going through recently? And you know, she was a little bit uncomfortable because it's still a deep question. You know, she shifted and then she told me that her mother had passed away. And I'm the one who connected with her the most out of everyone who was in the sauna. That's where we were speaking that day. Asking these deep questions is nice, but I'm gonna be straight with you. If your voice sounds weak, people won't take you seriously. This is a natural trait of evolution. We judge people more on how their voice sounds than what they actually say. So you could literally copy the words that I'm telling you to say, like the deep questions or answering with enthusiasm, and you still won't get taken very seriously if your voice doesn't sound powerful. And there's three ways to improve the sound of your voice: volume, speed, and pitch. For volume, when you lack confidence, your voice will go quieter because you don't want people to look at you. And so it's a sign of confidence to increase the volume of how loud you speak, especially if you're out in public. A special technique that you can use with your volume is not to always have the volume of your voice high and just speak loudly, but to vary it. Sometimes when you're making a certain point, you can lower the volume of how you speak. And other times, if you really need to, you can increase the volume of how you speak. It depends on the situation and on the context and what your aim is. But for most people, you're just speaking too quietly. The next is speed. Do you think that a confident person would speak too quickly? Or would that be the trait of a person who's nervous? Whenever I'm speaking to someone who's nervous, they do two things that are kind of annoying. They speak too quickly, and they also never stop talking. They speak too quickly because they're trying to get their voice across, and then they never stop talking, and because they're really scared of silence, so they just keep speaking, and then you know, you're speaking about something like speaking, but then they'll end up speaking about family, and then before they know it, they'll be like, oh yeah, by the way, my upper lower split in the gym, and by the way, you know, I really want to retire my parents. Like, take a breath. A lot of the times I speak to my young followers, they just keep speaking, and I don't want to interrupt them, so they'll speak until I literally wave my hand and say, hey, listen, stop. And then I tell them what I'm thinking. You have to understand, you can say one sentence and you can put a full stop at the end of that sentence and let there be silence and let the other person think about what he's going to say. You don't have to just keep speaking until someone interrupts you. This is a bad habit that's usually developed because you have family that interrupt you. And so now you speak as if you know you're about to be interrupted at any time. So you speak very quickly and you don't let there be any pauses and you don't let anyone else have a turn in the conversation until they literally interrupt you. That's how a weak person speaks. A powerful person says their short, concise sentence, puts a full stop at the end of the sentence, and lets there be silence if there needs to be silence. It's a sign of strength and security when you speak with a slow tempo, and when you can let there be natural pauses in between what you're saying, because you have the self-assuredness to know that no one is going to interrupt. And if they do, it's absolutely okay. And the third way to improve the sound of your voice was pitch. You want to make your voice more commanding. You want a lower pitched voice, which makes you sound more authoritative, and it actually makes you sound sexier. There was a study actually that young men will find very interesting. What is the pitch that is most attractive to women? It's actually way deeper than the average man speaks. It was on the same pitch level as Barack Obama, so I'll get my editor to play a clip just so you know.
This has to be a catalyst for some action by Congress.
Now, you don't want to overdo this. Because a lot of young men especially, they overdo this. And they make their voice too deep and it sounds a bit fake. Oh, Hamza, yeah, I really like your videos, bro. And I'm there not even trying to have a deep voice. And he's there, you know, doing the alpha male body language. Trying to hold eye contact because he's heard that's good on YouTube videos as well. Yeah, you know, I really like your YouTube videos, bro. Relax. So when you're speaking, don't try to make your voice as deep as possible where it starts to sound fake. Just make it 10 to 25% deeper manually. This is my normal speaking voice when I'm not really thinking about anything and, you know, I'm just like here listening to my own brain. This is my normal speaking voice. When I want more of an impact, this is how I speak. I speak slower, with more pauses and a bit of a deeper pitch. This is when it goes too far. I am an alpha male. Number 7, drink more water. You don't want to look like you're trying too hard, so you want to deepen your voice just by 10 to 25%. And I'll give you a very special tip with this that my best friend in university gave me. And he used to call it down talking. That's where you end the sentence on a down pitch instead of a higher pitch. So this is very important because at the end of a sentence is usually when your true colors comes out. When you are like a bit of an introvert, you're not confident and you're not a powerful person, you'll often end your sentences with a higher pitch. Good morning, how are you? How are you today? How are you today? How are you today? How are you today? Weak people end their sentences on a higher note, and it's a sign of friendliness and non-competitiveness. They're subtly saying, hey, I'm not a threat, I'm a pussy. If you want authority, if you want power, end your sentence with a down pitch on the last word. And now for the most important part of this video, I'm gonna give you an action step here so you'll take the advice that I've given you in this video and actually use it to see real results in your speaking. And the action step is to choose just one thing that we've spoke about and start to practice that today, like in the next conversation you get in. So if you're at home right now and your family's downstairs, go downstairs and go and start a conversation using one of the tips, like for example, deepening your voice just by 10 to 25%. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah. By the way, no pressure, but there's a few links underneath this video that you can check out if you wanna have a look at my paid programs. When you trust me enough and you feel like my free content has already changed your life, you can have a look at those.